I'd like to read this morning Psalm 146. Psalm 146 is a psalm of praise. And it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." This psalm is a contrast between trusting and praising men as opposed to God. And after the first two verses of praise, praise to God, the psalmist in verses 3 to 4 explains why we should not put our trust and praise on men, even the great men of this world, because verses 3 and 4 say, "Do not put your trust in princes nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish." Isaiah 2, verse 22 says, "Sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he?" Men are just men. They cannot do what God can. Their productive earthly lives have an end because they are mortal, not eternal. The best of men are men at best. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7 says, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." Then in verses 5 to 9, it tells us why we should trust in God alone and praise him continuously. Let's read that again. "Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down." When our situation in life isn't what we would like, or our life is in a mess, or sickness and disease have done a number on our bodies, we tend to doubt the words of these verses. What these verses are saying is that God grants deliverance to captives bound in the chains of sin and Satan. He opens the eyes of understanding. He feeds the breath of life to those who hunger for salvation. And he is the constant friend of the poor in spirit, the helpless, and the destitute. Our Lord Jesus came to this world to help the helpless. With him, poor sinners that are fatherless find mercy, and his kingdom shall continue forever. Jesus himself said in Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 says, this is Paul speaking, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." And Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." The last part of verse 8 says, the Lord loves the righteous. That's why God offers us his grace and mercy through salvation by the blood of Jesus shed for the forgiveness of our sins because of his great love for us. And that's why he turns the way of the wicked upside down sometimes. In verse 9 it says that. To shake them up, to get their attention, to give them the opportunity to turn to him for salvation, because he loves all people that much. Jesus came to save us from our sins. He takes care of us in this life, and because he rose from the dead and sits at the right hand of the throne in heaven, he gives us the right to be there also. And so he will take care of us forever. Verse 10 says, the Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Only God the Father, Jesus, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are worthy of our praise. And that's what this psalm was trying to tell us. Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful.